love, good karma, some old school funk are ingredients for a happy life, says Kali Uchis. The Colombian performer gained prominence in the U.S. after releasing a mixtape in 2012. Her Latin-infused take on R&B has since earned millions of fans, top spots on global music charts, and a Grammy. Kali Uchis just released her third album, Red Moon and Venus, and she joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
A red moon, sometimes called a blood moon. Isn't that sometimes considered a bad omen?
Not in my book. I think it's sexy. The music is very feminine. It's about love. So Venus felt like obvious for me. And then red moon, it just felt like the energy. Like I felt like red encapsulated the entire body of work. And the moon, I'm guided by the moon. So red moon, it just felt like the right thing. And I see what you're talking about, you know, the end of the world, la, 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 with the red moon. That just made me want to do red moon even more because I was like, I'm about to end the world with this.
There's a lot of romance on this album, isn't there?
Very romantic album. Erotic, some might say. That was definitely what I wanted to give with the album. I wanted to put more love into the world. And, yeah, what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
How do you think of some of the influences that are in this album? Funk, soul?
Definitely soul. I would say a lot of soul is in the album. And I look at soul as like a underlying term for my music. I sing and I write from my soul. And so I just look at all my music as soul music because of that. I don't really think too much about genres when I'm creating. It's more so what I wanted to give. I wanted it to feel timeless. I wanted it to feel romantic. Go on and call. Something very important for me was showing all the different dimensions of love. So like, you know, the downs and the ups and the times where you're at peace, the times where you're in pieces, all of it.
That's a wonderful phrase. The times you're at peace, the times you're in pieces.
Thank you. I don't know. Just came up with it off the top.
Let's listen to a little of Moral Conscience. Can I get you to talk about your childhood?
Uh-oh. I was waiting for that. So you said you didn't have love in your childhood. Yeah, no. True story.
I gather you grew up between Colombia and Virginia in an immigrant family. Would you mind talking about it?
I would just say that growing up, I never really felt like the love and the support that I feel like kids should have. I think that follows you your whole life. Like, having mommy and daddy issues is hard.
So there you were.
There I was, with a dream.
May I ask you, your mother or father didn't see that in you, or?
I don't think anybody saw it in me. Not just them. Yeah. But yeah, just a dream, no plans. No plan, but a dream she did have. I hope you know when karma comes around, knocking down on your door. She's coming to collect.
You made your first mixtape in your car in 2012 after you'd been turned out of your house?
Yeah. When I first started making music, I just had, you know, my laptop, a USB mic, a MIDI keyboard. That was something that I loved to do. I always loved to make music. I was writing poetry since I was little. Mm-hmm. I was in jazz band. I played piano. I played saxophone. I always had a strong desire to just always be creating. No matter like where I was or what situation I was in my life, I always created. Finalist,
is a lot of your music at the moment about what amounts to the importance of knowing yourself and being comfortable with yourself?
I would say, yeah, I would say self-love is definitely a dimension of love that was very important to the making of this album.
You seem to be in a happy spot now.
Yeah, I am happy. I would say I'm happy. Can we be happy now? I
want to be happy now. Can we be happy now? Kali Uchis, her new album is called Red Moon and Venus. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm going to look at the red moon a little differently now because of you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.